Welcome to the Nonlinear Library, where we use text-to-speech software to convert the best writing from the rationalist and EA communities into audio. This is a note of caution about recent AI risk coverage, published by Sean OH on June 7, 2023 on the Effective Altruism Forum. Epistemic status, some thoughts I wanted to get out quickly. A lot of fantastic work has been done by people in the AI existential risk research community and related communities over the last several months in raising awareness about risks from advanced AI. However, I have some cause for unease that I'd like to share. These efforts may have been too successful too soon. Or, more specifically, this level of outreach success this far ahead of the development of AI capable of posing existential risk may have fallout. We should consider steps to mitigate this. 1. Timelines. I know that there are well-informed people in the AI and existential risk communities who believe AI capable of posing existential risk may be developed within 10 years. I certainly can't rule this out, and even a small chance of this is worth working to prevent or mitigate to the extent possible, given the possible consequences. My own timelines are longer, although my intuitions don't have a rigorous model underpinning them. My intuitions line up similarly to the 15 to 40 year timelines mentioned in this recent blog post by Matthew Barnett from Epic. Right now, the nature of media communications means that the message is coming across with a lot of urgency. From speaking to lay colleagues, impressions often seem to be of short timelines, and some folks, for example Jeff Hinton, have explicitly said 5 to 20 years, sometimes with uncertainty caveats and sometimes without. It may be that those with short, less than 10 years, timelines are right. And even if they're not, and we've got decades before this technology poses an existential threat, many of the attendant challenges, alignment, governance, distribution of benefits, will need that additional time to be addressed. And I think it's entirely plausible that the current level of buy-in will be needed in order to initiate the steps needed to avoid the worst outcomes, for example recruiting expertise and resources to alignment, development and commitment to robust regulation, even coming to agreements not to pursue certain technological developments beyond a certain point. However, if short timelines do not transpire, I believe there's a need to consider a scenario I think is reasonably likely. 2. Crying wolf. I propose that it is most likely we are in a world where timelines are more than 10 years, perhaps greater than 20 or 30 years. Right now, this issue has a lot of the most prominent AI scientists and CEOs signed up, and political leaders worldwide committing to examining the issue seriously, examples from last week. What happens then in the greater than 10-year timeline world? The extinction-level outcomes that the public is hearing, and that these experts are raising and policymakers making costly reputational investments in, don't transpire. What has happened is all the benefits of near-term AI that have been talked about, plus all the near-term harms that are being predominantly raised by the AI ethics fact communities. Perhaps these harms include somewhat more extreme versions than what is currently talked about, but nowhere near catastrophic. Suddenly the year is 2028, and that whole 2023 furor is starting to look a bit silly. Remember when everyone agreed AI was going to make us all extinct? Yeah, like limits to growth all over again. Except that we're not safe. In reality, in this scenario, we're just entering the period in which risk is most acute, and in which gaining or maintaining the support of leaders across society for coordinated action is most important. And it's possibly even harder to convince them, because people remember how silly lots of people looked the last time. 3. How to navigate this scenario, in advance. Suggestions. Have our messaging make clear that we don't know when extinction potential AI will be developed, and it's quite likely that it will be over a decade, perhaps much longer. But it needs to be discussed now, because we can't rule out that it will be developed sooner. There are choices to be made now that will have longer-term consequences. The challenges need a lot more dedicated time and effort than they've been getting. Uncertainty is difficult to communicate in media, but it's important to try. Don't be triumphal over winning the public debate now, it may well be lost again in 5 years. Don't unnecessarily antagonize the AI ethics FA-CCT folk because they're quite likely to look like the ones who are right in 5 years, and because it's just unhelpful. Build bridges where possible with the AI ethics FA-CCT folk on a range of issues and interventions that seem set to overlap in that time. Work together where possible. Lots of people from those communities are making proposals that are relevant and overlapping with challenges associated with the path to transformative AI. This includes external evaluation, licensing and liability, oversight of powerful tech companies developing frontier AI, international bodies for governing powerful AI, and much more. For example, see this and this, as well as Kai's recent blog post. Don't get fooled into thinking everyone now agrees. A lot more senior names are now signing on to statements and speaking up, and this is making it easier for previously silent but concerned researchers to speak up. However, I think a majority of AI researchers probably still don't agree this is a serious, imminent concern, Yan LeCun's silent majority is probably still real, and this disconnect in perceptions may result in significant pushback to come. Think carefully about the potential political fallout if and when this becomes an embarrassing thing for the politicians who have spoken up, and how to manage this. To some, I'm not saying it was wrong to push for this level of broad awareness and consensus building. I think it may well turn out to be necessary this early in order to navigate the challenges on the path to transformative AI, even if we still have decades until that point, and we may not. But there's the potential for a serious downside backlash that this community, and everyone who shares our concern about existential risk from AI, should be thinking carefully about, in terms of positioning for effectiveness on slightly longer timelines. Thank you to Shaquille Hashim, Shahar Avin, Hayden Belfield and Ben Garfinkel for feedback on a previous draft of this post. Pushing against this, it seems likely that AI will have continued advancing as a technology, leading to ever greater scientific and societal impacts. This may maintain or increase the salience of the idea that AI could pose extremely significant risks. A softer version of this scenario is that some policy happens now, but then quietly drops off, gets dismantled over time, as political attention shifts elsewhere. I don't know how much this is happening in practice, there's just so much online discourse right now it's hard to track, but I have seen it remarked on several times, for example here. Thanks for listening. To help us out with the Nonlinear Library or to learn more, please visit nonlinear.org.